The 4th of July is just around the corner. In the tiny wheat farming town of Johnson, Washington, they're getting ready for the 50th year of what some call America's craziest parade. Correspondent Anna King has our story.
Every summer, around 4,000 people from across the country flock to Johnson. Population 50. The crop duster tips his wings at 10 a.m. over a stretch of road with a schoolhouse on one end and a grain elevator on the other. And the parade starts. Four farm-raised sisters are the founders and matriarchs. Here's one of them, Claire. She's manning the inspection station at the start of the parade route back in 2009.
Good morning, NPR. We're in Johnson, Washington, the beautiful home of the 4th of July parade.
Claire started the parade with her sisters and one brother on the 4th of July 50 years ago. Her older sister Chris was grown, 18, but still, she says, they were all whining at their mother over breakfast.
There's nothing to do. And mother said, why don't you have a parade? You could dress up as the spirit of 76. So that was a good plan because there were no other options on the table.
By 8 a.m., Chris had found a pair of cymbals. Another sister made a drum out of an ice cream container. And their other sister played flute in the school band, so
she knew how to play Yankee Doodle. And Drew carried a flag.
The siblings made a route to the neighbors at several nearby farms, waking some of them up that morning. About the third year, a couple of neighbors came with lawn chairs to watch the children march down Johnson Road. From the start, this has been children's play. And even though they're grown up now, with grandchildren, they like to keep the mischief and fun. Like the sisters' Johnson Security Inspection Station, all teams must pass it before parading on down the road. One year, they found a giant roll of stickers at Goodwill. They stuck one to each person, car, or horse that passed. The stickers said, slightly imperfect.
Oh, quality control.
This is a quality inspection
now,
station.
I know this hurts because this is exactly opposite of what your mother's been saying all these years, but you are slightly imperfect. Okay.
Now the parade stretches about a half a mile down Johnson Road, and the paraders double back around, so everyone claps twice for each act, from bagpipers to kids on their trikes. Two sides of the founding family always try to one-up each other. They each pack a theme and keep it secret until the last second. Like the Beach Boys versus a synchronized lawn mowing team. Past parades have paid tribute to family members who've died, the women's mother and each of their two brothers. For the 50th year, there'll be gold everywhere. Matching shirts, a painted bus, and bling. Chris says, come see it if you like, or
don't have to come to our parade. There's still a lot of time to start your own parade. All you need is a street and a group of kids and the 4th of July.
I'm Anna King, outside of Johnson, Washington.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Bye. Bye, guys.